Welcome back, and welcome back to Blotter Briefs. Tee-hee, briefs. Christmas time is here. Should you give yourself the gift of a good old-fashioned blended family cat fight over money? Counselors, in my chambers for 48 Hours, Season 31, Episode 10, The Mysterious Death of Casey Kasem. The Crime. Well, that depends on who you ask. Although criminal charges have yet to be filed in the death of legendary DJ and voice of Shaggy, Casey Kasem, who passed away in 2014 at the age of 82, either because his wife, Jean the Second Mrs. Tortelli Kasem, hastened his demise by dragging him from pillar to hospice post to hide him from his children from his first marriage, as those children claim, or because those same children murdered him, as Jean claims, though she fails to specify the means, at least in this hour of TV. Jean also failed to turn up at his deathbed, claiming fear for her and her daughter with Kasem's safety, another point on which Jean is histrionically vague. You can probably guess which side of this I've taken, but anyway, the story. It's an age-old one. Divorced celebrity boy meets less talented but young, buxom, and fearsomely territorial girl. Girl alienates boy from family with first wife. Boy dies, and everyone pretends it's not about the money. And it's 48 Hours is equally age-old and therefore expert structuring and setup of that story, beginning with a montage of Jean Kasem crazy, that awaits viewers in this late November 48 Hours episode, liberally larded with Julie and Carrie Kasem's fuck outta here faces, and dizzy pan and scans of court documents alleging elder abuse, estate fraud, and inattentive cleaning of the Kasem estate's heart-shaped pool. You know exactly how this tale unfolds in 48 Hours form, meaning you literally know the beats of it. And if you know the 48 Hours roster, you know that they've selected the perfect, gently skeptical, unlikely to giggle in his interviewee's face foil for both sides of LaFaire Kasem, Peter Van Sant. But is it worth watching? The clip I'm about to play, which narrates that notorious moment memorialized by TMZ and other outlets, in which Jean performance artily hurls ground chuck at her stepkids at the end of the driveway of her friend's house in Washington while blithering about King David, is that lovely crossroads at which a thing and the parody of the thing meet. As it were.
It was frozen hamburger.
I grabbed the meat and I came out here and then I started walking this way with the meat in my hand.
So. The order of King David, go ahead and take.
Then she took aim.
I am.
Jean throws a piece of frozen meat at me, screaming nonsense.
I am.
Why meat, though? Why grab meat?
To me, they were treating my husband, an American treasure, Casey Kasem, like a piece of meat.
Insane, crazy. You saw the real Jean Thompson Kasem.
So, if I may ask you, are you crazy, Jeannie?
No, I'm not.
Carrie dodged the meat attack, then jumped in the ambulance with her dad and sped away to a local hospital where a doctor was standing by.
I mean, that double shot of, I have to ask, are you crazy, and Carrie dodged the meat attack with nary a hint of snickering? That is a pro, ladies and gentlemen. Look, we as a culture have a preoccupation with this archetypal story of an incapacitated king whose maids or broads are actually running the kingdom day to day. Maybe because of King Lear. Maybe King Lear reflects that. Maybe we keep finding out after the fact that various American presidents played it out, and that's why we're preoccupied with it. Maybe it's just a preoccupation of all controlling mortals. Who knows? This version of it involves a man whose voice pretty much every adult has heard in some form or another at some point, a helium-voiced bottle blonde who thinks she knows better than a team of gerontologists, a dramatic swoon during a deposition, and the spiriting of a body to Oslo for burial in an unmarked grave. Note that the grave was unmarked, but the occasion was not. Jean Kasem and her daughter Liberty marked their own performative grieving with a camera crew they hired for the occasion, while clad in Slash from Guns N' Roses style top hats and, in Jean's case, black UGG boots. So I guess for the visuals alone, this is a worthwhile 44 minutes of 48 hours. Until we get an update on the case this coming spring, when, according to the End Chyron, at least one of the wrongful death crossfire lawsuits is due in court in California, I definitely recommend pairing the 48 hours episode with Amy Wallace's excellent piece for GQ, on the case from a couple years ago called The Long Strange Purgatory of Casey Kasem. I'll link that in the show notes. That piece adds details like Liberty Kasem's accusation, and I use that word advisedly, that Kasem's other kids are Scientologists, and also Jean Kasem's baker's dozen of different attorney teams, all of whom eventually asked to be removed from the case, most after only a few months in Jean's employ. And for the research hat trick, there's Law & Order SVU Season 16, Episode 16, which you can find on Hulu, featuring Marcia Cross as the Jean figure, Robert Vaughn as the Casey / Norman Mailer, Emily Burgle, Sandy Duncan, and much, much more. There is no iteration of this story that isn't queasily trashy in the way of eating only popcorn and M&Ms at the movies for dinner, but boy, is that delicious every now and then. You can find the 48 Hours take on cbsnews.com, and as I said, I will link the other pieces, including my coverage of the SVU episode for Previously.tv, in the show notes. Need me to track down a true crime doc your stepmother took to Oslo? Let me know about it on social. That's Splatter Presents on Facebook and Twitter. And you can also find my Patreon page at patreon.com/splatterpresents. That's where you can listen to and help choose the minisodes I don't send to Gen Pop. If you'd like to advertise on the main podcast or on these here briefs, message me on social or find my listing on advertisecast.com. Thanks for listening to today's Splatter Brief. I'm your host, Sarah D. Bunting, and I am always prepared to rule.